what I saw when I was arriving was quite different. So, you know, you had this external perception of the company that was, you know, very spicy and provocative. And then inside the company, it was a company that was focused on a customer in a way that the commercials didn't belie. There was an incredible closeness. There were, you know, thousands of people that speak on the phones to customers every day, and that's something we pride ourselves on, is having conversations and actually using conversations as a platform to have to understand what customers want to do, solve their problems, get them onto the next thing, and help them with this life cycle that is really difficult being a tiny business. So I found these two things, and so, you know, I just started asking questions. Anytime you join a company and you're trying to see what your true north looks like, you start asking questions of the employees, and the employees were very excited about what they were doing for customers and really were quite uncomfortable with the ads. I said, well, why don't we just have those ads represent who our customers are? We'll make them funny and we'll make them provocative, but let's do it in a way that honors our customers and says, look, small businesses are great. They fight hard. They're men and they're women. When we show women in advertising, they're going to be small businesses. And we'll just shift that, and frankly, we're just going to shift the conversation. We already have 80% brand recognition. I mean, Bob's did such a wonderful job with those ads that we ended up with 80% brand awareness in the United States. And when you have 80% brand awareness, you don't need to create more. You just need to fill it with meaning. And so we changed the meaning of those advertisements so it was more about what we do and who we do it for versus trying to create and provoke more brand awareness in the U.S.